Want a great winter ski weekend vacation idea? How about 3 days of unlimited, uncrowded skiing at the highest private ski slope in the Poconos? 2 nights of gourmet dining, dancing, and entertainment. Indoor swimming pool, ice skating, ice fishing, and a wine tasting party. And all of this only 75 miles from the George Washington Bridge at Fred Waring's elegant, world-famous Shawnee Inn, nestled in a magnificent valley on the beautiful Delaware River. Cost for this all-inclusive Alpine ski weekend is only $49 per person, double occupancy, which includes 3 days of unlimited skiing, 2 nights, and gourmet meals at the scenic Shawnee Inn. Yes, only $49 per person, double occupancy. Call 212-252-9444. That's 212-252-9444 for information. Ask about our private ski villas with cozy fireplaces.
Stay tuned for Mystery Theater. Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Mark Twain once said that everybody talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. An ever-increasing army of people feel that way about pollution, but happily are doing something about it. Trying, anyway. But trying, mark you, against great odds. Odds which can be lumped under the one descriptive word, apathy. Apathy. Perhaps the most destructive negative force mankind has ever known. A force which could easily have led to the strange tale I bring you now. Our mystery drama, The Mask of the Red Death, was especially adapted from the Edgar Allan Poe classic by George Lowther and stars Carl Swenson and Stats Cotsworth. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sign-Off, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You're driving a car you knew you were going to buy the minute you saw it. Skyhawk. Buick Skyhawk. You just knew a car this streamlined would be easy on gas, and you were right. In published EPA mileage test results, Skyhawk got 25 miles per gallon on the open road and 16 in the city. Skyhawk. It's rakish, it's low slung, it looks European, but it's a Buick.
Living free.
This is Tommy Makem. I'm sitting in the John Barleycorn, located at 209 East 45th Street, just off 3rd Avenue. The John Barleycorn is New York's first and most famous Irish singing pub. If you want a sample of what Irish hospitality is really like, you should come in and soak up the atmosphere. The hospitality is warm, the people are cheerful, and the service is just fantastic. They have an old saying at the Barleycorn, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met. And you can prove that to yourself by dropping in anytime. You can have lunch, dinner, or supper 7 days a week, and a good time all the time. The food is fit for royalty, and as a matter of fact, some of the recipes have been handed down from the courts of Irish kings. The John Barleycorn, the Irish oasis in Midtown Manhattan.
For lunch, dinner, or special party information, call YU6-1088.
The Mask of the Red Death. The word mask, you should know, is spelled M-A-S-Q-U-E and means masquerade. And to begin this particular masquerade, I'm going to ask you to join me in a huge house, a mansion, on top of Lookout Mountain. We're in a vast living room, one wall of which is made of plate glass, through which, in whatever direction the house turns, yes, you can turn the house by pressing buttons, can be seen miles on miles of country far below. There are others in the living room with us, including the multimillionaire owner of this luxurious estate, That tall, expensively dressed, gray-haired man over there, Milo Manderson.
So just shut up, Jack. Once and for all, shut up.
Milo, all I'm saying
is... And I'm sick of hearing you say it. Flossie's sick of it. Doreen's sick of it. We're all sick of it. So shut up.
Okay, okay. But just let me point out one more thing.
Jack, please. Can't you see how upset you're making my father? You're talking as if... Well, as if he were doing something perfectly awful, when all he's doing is saving us from the Red Death.
You ought to have a little more gratitude, Jack.
Don't you understand? Any of you understand? Look out that window into the valley where the village is. The farmlands. Dead animals in the fields. Cows, horses, pigs, chickens, everything.
Doreen, shut him up. Shut him up or I won't care if he is your husband. Which is the only reason I brought him along. I'll throw him out.
I'll make up your mind, Milo. You didn't bring me here. You forced me here.
For Doreen's sake, not yours. You penniless hayseed, you farmer. Huh, would you believe it? 1996. Here we are in the year 1996, and he's still farming like it was 20 years or 30 years ago.
Not 20 years ago, Milo. Not 30, 100. I'm trying to bring the land back to what it was, trying to replenish the earth, to restore what fools like you took out of it with every pollutant you can think of. I'm trying to say...
Now I've had it. I'm warning you for the last time. Doreen, talk to this fathead you married. Talk some sense into him.
Milo, give Flossie a little drinky. A little martini.
I could do with one myself. Now you talk to him, Doreen.
Jack. My father's right.
With you, he's always right.
Now, listen to me, honey. There's a plague out there, and it's spreading. It's spreading all over the country, and people are dying by the thousands, and all Father's trying to do is save us from it.
I can't. Yeah, he can.
He can. Father has never failed, never, at anything he made up his mind to do. He spent weeks stocking this place with food and water, everything we'll need to stick things out until the plague's over.
All those people dying out there, and we
still... Well, why shouldn't we? They'd do the same if they could. Who wants to find themselves sweating blood all of a sudden and dying in hours? Not me. I'm sorry for them, Jack. I really am. But that's no reason for me or you to go out there and die with them.
There's such a thing as conscience, Doreen.
Oh. Jack, you're impossible. What's that noise, Father?
The helicopter. Here. Let me turn the house. You'll be able to see it coming in from the east. There. There she comes.
What's with the helicopter, Milo?
Bringing in a couple I hired to do the cooking and housework. The Ostroms, Nils and his wife, Magda. I hired them through a New York agency and had my pilot fly them out.
What about the plague, Father? They could be bringing it with them.
I had him checked out. Complete physical. And every precaution taken to keep them from any contact with people till they got to the chopper. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, look at that gorgeous hunk of man getting out of the copter.
That's Nils.
Ooh, 6'4" if he's an inch. Long blonde hair. Oh, wow.
You keep your eyes on me, baby. I'm the guy you're going to marry, remember, not him.
How could I forget? You're the guy with all the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, here they come. Now, as soon as they get in the house, we lock the place up solid, and I mean solid. Nobody gets in or out till this plague is over. You're Nils Ostrom, that right?
Yes, Mr. Manderson.
And this is Magda, your wife.
Yes, sir. I should tell you she cannot hear or speak. She is a deaf mute.
A deaf mute? Well, how in Hades are we going to talk to her then? Give orders.
She can read your lips. Excuse me, sir?
Yeah, what?
The pilot of the helicopter, he asked me to ask you, will you let him stay?
No way.
He is standing out there, sir, waiting for one sign or another from you to motion him to come inside... or wave him away.
Well, he's going to get waved away.
Wait a minute, Milo.
What now, farmer boy?
I'm going with him.
Now, Jack, we've been through all this before.
I'm sorry, Doreen. I love you. You know that. But I just can't save my own skin while others are dying. Not if I can do something to help. Milo, you forced me to come here.
And I'm forcing you to stay.
Father!
Well, that'd defeat your own purpose, wouldn't it? To shoot me, Milo?
No. No intention of killing you, Jack. Just a bullet through the leg to stop you, and I'll do it. I'm going to protect you from the plague whether you want it or not. Not for your sake, but for Doreen's. She loves you. You don't ask me why, but she does. And that's the only reason I'm keeping you here. Nils, you and your wife start locking the place up.
Yes, sir. Come, Magda.
I'll wave that pilot off.
You could have let him stay, Milo. You may be sending him to his death.
And if it weren't for Doreen, you'd be going along with him. Now shut up and help get this place locked up.
Oh. Oh, here you are, Jack.
Yeah.
Milo sent me to find you. Everybody's at the dinner table but you.
Just leave me alone, Floss, huh?
Sure. Only, where does it get you, sitting in the dark, brooding?
Look down in the valley, where the village is.
Okay, Jack. I'm looking.
What do you see?
Not much. I mean, it's nighttime. There used to be a lot of lights down there. Like, you know, people in their houses doing whatever people do in their houses. But in the week we've been here... Hey, has it been a week? Yeah, a week. Well, anyway, since we've been here, at least half the lights have gone out.
They didn't go out. They burned out. People died of the Red Death, and the lights just burned out.
Tough.
Is that all you can say, tough? Don't you realize what's happening out there, not only down there in the village, but all over the United States, Canada, the world?
Jack, baby. There's something you got to understand about little Flossie.
Oh.
Up here in the head, nothing. Down here, and here, plenty. But up here in the head, oh, forget it. And that's why, when this is all over, Milo's going to make me wife number four. Want to know something?
Know what?
Well, I've been listening. All this week, I've been listening to you. And it kind of gets through to me that, well, maybe you've got something. Tell me about what you're all wrapped up in. This orgasmic farming thing.
Organic. You wouldn't be interested.
Well, so why am I asking?
Well, it's simple. It's like a bank account.
Well, that I know about.
All right. So then, you know, if you take out more than you put in...
No bank account. Overdrawn. Finney.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So, well, it's simple. The land, the earth, where all the world's food comes from, it's a bank account. Now, unless you want to be overdrawn, you got to put back in what you take out. Well, the world has been taking out and never putting back in. The land is bankrupt. It's overdrawn. It's poor, not rich anymore. So what comes out of it is poor, not rich. So no matter how much people eat, what they eat is practically worthless.
Oh, yeah.
You follow me, then?
Mm. Like a tiger. If what we eat is worthless, well, then we get sick.
We get sick. The air gets sick. The waters get sick. And then we get what we've got now. The plague of the Red Death.
Oh. So him, Milo, what he's doing... Trying to save us from the Red Death. Well, what good is it? I mean, if the plague stops like he says it will...
It will, it will, but there'll be others, worse. They're God's way of saying, man, you're overdrawn.
Floss!
Uh-oh.
Floss!
Milo's looking for me. I'm supposed to find you and... right here, lover, right here.
Now, what is this? You and the farmer boy in the dark.
Talking, doll, just talking.
I sent you to look for him, get him to the dinner table, and you sit here in the dark just talking.
Well, I gotta talk to somebody, and you're never in the mood. Not for that.
Well, what's so interesting in him?
Well, he was telling me about organic farming and how it could save the earth from going bankrupt.
No, not that again. Come on, dinner's getting cold. You heard me, Jack.
No, I'll stay here, Milo.
Oh, come on, Jack. You ought to eat. You know, keep up your strength.
On that food? It's practically worthless.
Well, just to keep me company, then. We can talk some more, and... I like talking to you.
Yeah, that's about all Farmer Boy can do, talk. Anybody can talk. I act. You just remember one thing, Flossie girl. I'm the one that's saving you from the Red Death.
Yeah. Only, answer me a question, Milo.
Sure.
Saving me. For what?
More souffle, Mr. Munderson.
No. And I'll tell you something, Nils. Your wife's cooking hasn't been so hot in the past few days. She better get on the ball.
I am sorry, sir, but she has not been feeling herself.
I'll have more, Nils. I think it's quite good.
Yes, madam.
Yeah, and what about the coffee? I asked for another cup.
Here in a moment, sir. My wife is heating it.
Anyone see the news on Global Vision today?
Well, I did, Doreen. Why?
They say the plague is spreading, that it's shown up now in France, Italy, Spain, everywhere.
Nothing surprising about that.
I didn't say it was. I just said it was on the news.
No need to take my head off, Doreen.
No need for you to be sarcastic.
I wasn't being...
Oh, don't tell me.
Look, all I said was...
It isn't what you say. It's your attitude. I notice you don't take that tone with her.
Me? How'd I get into this?
You know how you got into it. Don't pull the innocent on me.
If you're implying...
Oh, skip it, Nils. Where is that coffee?
Here's my wife with it now, madame. Magna, let me help you with the tray.
I don't intend to skip anything. If you're implying that I've been up to anything...
Look, you little...
Now stop it, the two of you. The last two or three days, you've been at each other like a couple of alley cats, and I'm sick of it.
Well, you just tell your girlfriend...
You watch your tongue. Flossie isn't my girlfriend. She's my fiancé. What's more... What the devil?
Sorry, sir. I'm very sorry. My wife, the tray slipped from her... Magda!
Look out, she's collapsing!
Magda! Oh, my dearest.
Let me give you a hand with her, Nils.
No, sir, stand back.
But Nils...
No, you're... get back, sir, get back. Don't come near her. Can't you see?
See what? Her face. She's sweating blood.
Yes, I'm afraid she has the red plague.
It's worse than that. She's brought it here.
So, in spite of all precautions, the Red Death invades Milo Manderson's sanctuary, his barricaded retreat atop Lookout Mountain. And you ask me, another disease has invaded the mansion, jealousy. Doreen's and Milo's resentment of what appears to be a developing friendship between Floss and Jack. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off, the sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And Sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sign-off Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sign-off Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Hey, ma'am, what's for dinner? Hey, ma'am, what you got?
We're all starting the new year with a close watch on our budgets, and your ShopRite supermarket is helping with economy dishes that are high in nutrition, low in cost. First cut beef chuck steaks, just 57 cents a pound. Semi-boneless chuck steak or roast, 97 cents a pound. Beef liver, just 57 cents a pound. Pork loin, a 7-rib cup, 77 cents a pound. And you can dress up your beef dishes with fresh mushrooms, just 79 cents a pound. Throughout the store, you'll find a lot more for a little less at ShopRite.
She loves the family. She wants the best. She does all that she can do. She lets ShopRite do the rest. Hey, my word.
what's for dinner? ShopRite has the answer.
This is WOR New York, your mystery theater station.
As ye sow, we are told in the Bible, so shall ye reap. It would appear that multimillionaire Milo Manderson is on the threshold of doing some reaping. He thought himself and his few chosen companions safe from the plague of the Red Death, secure in his isolated retreat atop Lookout Mountain, the world and the spreading death in it barred from his door. Not so. Magda Ostrom, wife of Nils, the couple Manderson brought to do the menial work of the household, has just collapsed.
Get her out.
What?
Get her out! Out of this room, out of this house.
Oh, now cool it, Milo. The woman's dying.
And we're not dying with her.
Ah! Father! Oh, don't start breaking
the
me.
The money I spent to protect us, the precautions I took, weeks of thought and preparation. To doctors. How many doctors did I send them to examine them, check them out, make sure that they were free of the plague?
Oh, Father, get hold of yourself.
Now she comes down with it in my own house. This sanctuary I nearly killed myself to make ready so we'd all be safe. Get her out of here.
You can't ask me.
Get her out.
I will not. No, Mr. Manderson, I will not. Magda is going to die, but she is not going to die alone.
Then die with her.
Milo, no, no.
Get out of my way.
Give me that gun.
Father.
Here.
Stop it. All of you, stop it.
Oh, now you're giving orders. You.
Shut up and listen. My wife is trying to say something in sign language. Yeah, Magda. What? No. How about my darling? You... Very well.
What did she say, Nils?
She said there is no hope for her, and there is no sense in two of us dying.
What's she doing? Where's she going?
Out of the house. To die alone. Goodbye, my dearest. Goodbye. I'll see you dead for this, Manderson.
Mr. Manderson. And I'm not scared by threats.
No threat, Mr. Manderson. A promise.
And business has been brought to a virtual standstill throughout the world. Here in the United States, countless thousands who tried and are still trying to leave the congestion of the cities for what is considered the relative safety of rural areas...
Shut that thing off.
...are blocked by military and local police.
I said
police.
Shut that
there
thing
riots
off.
In the... Oh,
the answer! Oh, look!
His face! The Red Death! He's got it! His face! Red! With sweat!
All right, I'll shut it off.
The sight of death becoming too much for you, Mr. Manderson?
Shut up.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought perhaps the sight of my wife's body lying out in the patio where she collapsed and died...
Nils, you'll go too far, I warn you. I'd shoot you now if we didn't need you.
Need me? For what? Are you all so incompetent, so helpless you can't do for yourselves? The ladies can cook.
Me? I can't boil water.
And I don't intend to. That's what you are paid for.
You are so like your father, madame. You think everything can be bought, even life.
Now, you look here. Since your wife died 2 days ago, you've been acting like... Well, like anything but the servant, you are. Now, you just cut it out. You just remember your place. Remember who and what you are. Do you understand me, Nils?
Totally, madame. Is there anything madame wishes before I go to make up the beds?
Not at the moment, but when there is, I'll let you know.
Thank you, madam.
Now, that's the way to handle a servant. Nice going, Doreen. I'm proud to call you daughter.
Well, I'm not proud to call her wife. The man isn't himself. He's broken with grief. He loved his wife. He saw her go to her death alone. He watched through this window as she collapsed out there on the patio and died before his eyes. And you treat him as if he were nothing, the way you treat me, treat Floss.
I thought you'd become Flossie's champion, and now I know.
All I'm saying is you can't...
It's too much, as usual. You've got a big mouth and a head stuffed with hay. The trouble is here, we're bored. That's the one thing I didn't think of, that we'd get bored. We've been cooped up here for nearly 2 weeks now.
9 days.
Will you please shut up?
Well, 9 days isn't 2 weeks, is all I'm saying.
I can take care of that.
How, Father?
I don't know yet. I'll think of something. Meantime, how about some bridge?
Not me.
Sorry, Marlo.
Sick of bridge.
Well, then how about... blazes with it. I'm going up to the solarium to get some sun.
I'll go with you, Father. Jack?
No, I'll stay here.
With Flossie, of course.
Yeah, we'll have the orgy I've been planning for weeks.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Join me in an orgy, Floss?
Uh-uh. But you know something.
What?
I have joined you.
What do you mean?
Well, me, I'm no great brain, but... Well, I'd have to be a dope not to... Well, anyhow, begin to realize that you're right. Milo and Doreen, well, they're wrong.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. If you mean it, what you keep saying all the time, that is...
You mean...
Well, like the world's gone to hell. It's become a cesspool, you called it.
Yeah, a cesspool of corruption.
But it can be cured, brought back to what it was once. Pure and clean and beautiful and healthy. You mean it when you say you want to get out of here and go out there into the world, right into the middle of the plague, whether it kills you or not, so that you can do all you can to help people build a brand new world?
Yeah, I mean all that. But I can't get out. Milo's got the keys to every door. The windows are unbreakable.
I could get the keys. Easy.
You do that? You're with me, not him?
I never was with him. It was a deal, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you say? Well?
That means leaving Doreen.
Oh. You still got a thing for her, huh?
I never lost it.
Oh. Well, you got decisions to make. Leave Doreen and do what you believe is right. Or don't leave Doreen and don't do it.
A decision I don't think you need make, Mr. Reynolds. Not yet.
Nils.
I apologize. I overheard something of what you've been saying. Whatever your decision, it would be foolish for you to go out into the world right now, sir.
You think so, Nils?
I know it, sir. The plague is reaching its height. In a few days, it will begin to break and then recede. But right now, and for the next few days, it will be at its most dangerous point.
But
what... Believe me, sir. Leave here now and your death will be assured. And you are among a handful the world cannot afford to lose. Not at this time.
Nils, you're something else. You know that? Sometimes you talk like you know all there is to know.
It'll be fun, Doreen. A barrel of fun.
Costumes. What about costumes?
That's all taken care of. Hey now, Floss, Jack, yeah, you, Nils. I got a great idea. You say you're bored. You say life in the Milo Madison hideaway holds no variety for you, no spice at all for you. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a party.
A party?
Not just a party, Jack, my boy. A masquerade party.
Are you crazy?
What do you mean, crazy?
A party? A masquerade party? When out there, the world is dying? Milo, it's obscene.
You see, Doreen, I told you. Beat my brains out thinking of something to liven things up, to keep us from going nuts with boredom? Where do I get? Where?
You don't go along with this, Doreen. You don't.
Well, I didn't at first.
But then he changed your mind.
What if he did? At least he's doing something. All you do is talk.
That's all I can do. Locked in here, a prisoner, what more can I do?
Something, I don't know, but something. Don't just talk. Do.
All right, I'll do. Milo, you take your masquerade party and stuff it.
I've decided we're going to have a masquerade party. And that's what we're going to have tonight. And you're going to be in it, you and Flossie.
Floss, you go along with this?
No.
Now look, you little...
tramp? Is that what you're going to say, Milo?
Don't put words in my mouth.
Don't you put thoughts in my head. Thoughts I wouldn't rather think. Look through that window. There's death out there. All around out there. A masquerade party. How could you think of it? How awful could you be to even think of it?
We are going to have a masquerade party. And we're going to have it tonight. If it's the last thing I do.
It will be.
What?
It will be the last thing you do.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I mean I understand why you decided to have a masquerade party. 2 days ago, when I held my dying wife in my arms, I told you what I thought of you. And no servant, no lackey, ever told Milo Manderson the truth since the day Milo Manderson realized he had made his first million. Before that day, you, Milo Manderson, you still retained some shreds of humanity. But on that day, and ever since, oh God, God, I call on you. What has this mortal become?
He's crazy. Look at him, arms outspread, looking up at the ceiling, calling on God like he knew him. He's out of his head.
Hear me now, Milo. Milo! Hear me. It's revenge you're after. I told you the truth. The truth of not what you are, but what you have become. God made you beautiful. You have made yourself ugly. You must learn you are wrong. And in learning, come back to God. Come back to truth. You want revenge on me? You shall have it. And you shall learn the emptiness and the hollowness of it. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord, not yours. Mine. And this, Milo Manderson, you are about to learn. And may God, in his infinite mercy, help you bear the agony of the learning.
A strange speech, surely. Nils calls on God as if, as if he knew him as intimately as I know you. And we do know each other, you and I, very well indeed by this time, don't we? Ought to. Been together a long time. Pleasant time for me, anyhow. Hope for you, too. Back shortly with Act Three.
You're on the open road, rolling free and feeling great about your new Buick Century. Because in published EPA mileage test results, a V6 Buick Century got the best highway mileage of any U.S. midsize car. 24 miles per gallon and 16 in the city. Your Century's comfortable, it's nimble, it's economical, and above all, it's a Buick.
Living free.
Death, in the form of a plague, known as the Red Death, lays waste the world. While in an isolated mansion atop Lookout Mountain, multimillionaire Milo Manderson, seeking refuge, barricades himself and his companions from it. Now, vengeful, or callous, or both, he proposes to hold a masquerade party to relieve the boredom of their voluntary imprisonment. We rejoin the small, beleaguered group in the vast living room of the mansion as...
He's gone crazy. You have, Nils. You know that. You've gone crazy.
No. Not I. You. A long time ago.
You don't see me acting like I was God.
Don't I?
I think Nils is right. In a way, Milo, you've come to think you're more than God, really.
Well, now you are going too far, Jack.
No. Wait a minute, Doreen. Wait just 1 minute. Let this hayseed husband of yours go on. So, God sent the red plague to wipe us all out. That is, eh?
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't have to. From where I sit, you created it yourselves.
You're as crazy as Nils.
Wait and see, Milo. Just wait and see.
Yeah. And while I'm waiting, we'll have our party. Yes, there's a big closet in the game room, and it's loaded with costumes. From the bash we had up here a couple of years ago, Doreen, you remember?
Yes.
So you can all get your costumes from there. Nils, you break out the Paul Roger. I've been saving that champagne for a special occasion. And if you ask me, this is going to be a real special occasion.
It will indeed be that, Mr. Manderson. The most special occasion of your life.
Jack.
Yes, Doreen.
Hook me up in back. This Marie Antoinette costume is hard to manage.
Oh, okay.
You look handsome. That black and white domino. What kind of mask? Black or white?
Black.
Oh, romantic as well as handsome. And sulky. Sullen.
Worried is the word, Doreen. Very, very worried.
Oh, now don't tell me that little act Nils put on, that performance of stretching his arms wide and crying out to God. Don't tell me it got to you.
The way it got to you?
To me. I thought it as laughably ridiculous as my father did.
Your father did?
He's only trying to save us from the Red Death, Jack. And it's about time you gave him some credit for it instead of insulting him every chance you get.
I'm not insulting him. I'm trying to wake him up.
I don't know why it is, no matter how I try to keep things pleasant between us, you always manage to start your eternal harping on pollution.
I'm sorry, Doreen.
Oh, you're always sorry. But that doesn't help. You ruin everything, just as you're trying to ruin my fun.
Fun? How can you talk about fun?
Because
when...
I need fun. That's why. Because my father's right. We're going house crazy with boredom, and I don't see how a few hours of fun will change anything in that world you worry so much about, one way or the other. The music is starting. Oh, let's go down. Jack, please, please, for once, let's enjoy ourselves.
Come on, Floss, come on. The way you're dancing, put some life into it, baby.
I don't feel like dancing.
Well, you will. All he needs a couple more glasses of champagne. Soon take care of that. Now, say one thing for Nils. He may be batty as a bedbug, but he's a good servant. This poor Roger is perfectly chilled. Okay, honey. Another glass for you and another for me. Bottoms up.
I can't. How can you?
Don't cry, Floss. Don't cry.
I can't help it.
How can I try to be happy with all that's out there beyond that window? Be happy? Do you want to know the truth? I'll tell you. The truth keeps crowding in on me. Pressuring me, trying to suffocate me, but I push it away, because if I didn't, it would suffocate me. Flossie, the truth is, way deep inside me somewhere, I'm scared.
Scared? You?
Doreen, Jack, well, welcome to the party. Oh, look at you, sweetheart. dolled up like Marie Antoinette. Careful you don't lose your head tonight. And Jack, hey, you look terrific in that black and white, what's it called?
Domino.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it looks like. Oh, and say, you want to see something really terrific? Take a gander at Flossie, a fairy queen.
You look lovely, Floss.
But white? My dear, you in white.
No, hey, come now. None of that. Not tonight. Tonight, even if it is just for tonight, we're going to stop sniping at each other. Hold it. Wait a minute. We need Nils. He's a guest, too. He's a kind of a serving guest, but still a guest. Nils? Hey, Nils. The party's starting. Come on, join in.
Coming. Coming.
And hurry up. We all want to see what costume you're wearing.
This one, Mr. Manderson.
Nils.
Oh. Who do you think you are? Who the devil do you think you are?
I beg pardon, sir?
Your costume, it's blood red.
Suit, shirt, cape, the mask covering your face. All blood red.
The Red Death, Nils?
Yes, sir. The Red Death.
Wait a minute. What are you up to?
Simply turning off the music.
So that's it, is it? You intend to ruin my little party, do you? You come dressed as a Red Death to throw a wet blanket over the fun we're going to have. Well, I'll take care of that right here and now. I'm ripping that costume off you, ripping all of it off. Beginning with the mask. There!
I am not costumed as the Red Death, Milo Manderson. I am the Red Death.
A skull. A blood-red skull. No face. A skull, blood-red.
You are the Red Death. God help me.
God will not help you now, Milo Manderson. There comes a time when mortals must help themselves, and your time has come.
What do you want of me?
You may make a choice. A choice I will give you. You may make the choice for good or ill.
Name it. I'll choose what's right, what's good. I swear to you.
You can choose to live?
Yes, yes.
Or die.
What do you mean, Nils? I'm sorry. That's not your name, of course.
Oh, it will do.
What do you mean? To live or die?
One of you, you or your father, must die. And the choice I leave to him.
Are you saying that Milo must choose either to give up his own life and save Doreen's or refuse and let her die?
I am.
Oh, wow. I mean, like, wow.
Nils, what about Floss? What about me?
You have no part in this. When I am gone, as I soon shall be, when I no longer plague the world, you and others like you will be needed to restore it, replenish it.
Me? Him I can understand, but me? I'm nobody. I'm nothing.
And that makes you something. Milo Manderson, what is your choice?
Haven't I anything to say about all this? Haven't I some choice in whether I live or die?
None.
But that's not fair. If my father chooses to let me die to save himself...
But he hasn't. Not yet. Choose, Milo Manderson. Choose.
Father.
I can't die. I can't face death. It's too horrible. The thought is too horrible. Horrible.
Your daughter dies then.
Yes.
What? What was that?
He can't make a choice, don't you see? He hasn't the courage to choose death for himself or for me.
Scared. He said it himself. Deep down inside, scared.
And I never knew in all these years never knew. I thought he was the strongest man on earth, but he's just a scared child. Nils, take me.
He must make the choice. Choose.
No, 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 no. Take her. Take Doreen. She offered, and she's not afraid. But I am. Look at me. Look, I'm sweating with fear.
Look again. You're not sweating with fear, but with death.
Red. Remember, my sweat, blood, red.
Stricken, Milo Manderson. Stricken with the red death.
But why? Oh, why? You gave me a choice.
And again, you chose the wrong one. You chose to do evil instead of good, as you always have. Always. Now die.
No!
Die. And may your soul go to the hell it deserves.
No! No!
He flung himself through the window.
Lying out there next to Magda. Oh, Mother.
Easy, Doreen. Easy, easy. Take it easy, sweetheart. Nils, I think... Where is he?
He was there a second ago. But now, just the costume laying in a pile on the floor. He's gone.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope he's gone forever. Not only from here, but from the world out there.
What world? What's left of it?
There are still some lights burning in the village. And everywhere else, I guess. Those that are left. Maybe God made a choice. And maybe we're part of it. Whether we are or not, the only choice we've got is to go out there and start helping. Start rebuilding, start creating another. And with God's help, a better world.
So ended the mask, the masquerade, if you will, of the Red Death. The year 1996 isn't too far off as years go. And as we know, there are men and women in the world today with the foresight to see what lies ahead if the pollution of our air and our water and the very earth itself isn't brought to an end. I'll be back shortly.
There are 12 perfect alibis, but Albert Finney must find out who committed murder on the Orient Express. Is Lauren Bacall capable of murder? Martin Balsam, Ingrid Bergman, Jacqueline Bisset, Jean-Pierre Cassel, Sean Connery, John Gielgud, Wendy Hiller, Anthony Perkins, Vanessa Redgrave, Rachel Roberts, Richard Widmark, Michael York. Paramount Pictures presents Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Murder on the Orient Express, now playing at a theater near you.
Our cast included Stotz Cotsworth, Carl Swenson, Lois Smith, Jack Grimes, and E.V. Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Tonight's WR Mystery Theater was brought to you in part by ShopRite Supermarkets, where you get a lot more for a little less, and by Suburban Savings, with offices throughout New Jersey. The preceding program was furnished by the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is WR New York, an RKO general station. At the WR time signal, exactly 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, time for John Scott and the latest news reported from the WR newsroom.
President Ford outlines his plan for a $15 billion cut in personal income taxes. The Soviet Union launches a manned spacecraft into orbit around the Earth, and seven are dead and more than 100 injured in the wake of a tornado that rips a two-mile swath through Macomb, Mississippi. It's 46 degrees in cloudy mid-Manhattan. The man says rain developing tonight, low tonight near 40. Tomorrow rain, likely the high near 50. This is John Scott with the 8 o'clock edition of the news. President Ford has outlined his plan for a $15 billion cut in personal income taxes to the acting chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. An Oregon Democrat, Al Ullman, later declared, "We have the ingredients for an early package of tax relief for the American people." Ullman also indicated some misgivings about a reported Ford proposal to distribute the tax cut to Americans through special tax rebate checks for 1974 taxes. As he put it, "We are not in agreement on application of procedures to implement the tax cut, but the congressman added that on net impact, we are not that far apart." The prime rate is down to 10% at the nation's two largest commercial banks. California's Bank of America and New York's First National City Bank announced the quarter point cut today, and analysts say the downward trend is expected to continue in the next few weeks. There are more layoffs from Ford. The company says 17 assembly plants and 5 component facilities will be shut down for all of next week. Ford says almost 3,000 workers will begin open-ended layoffs next week. It means 325,000 of the 4 U.S. carmakers' total 680,000 blue-collar workforce will suffer varying periods of joblessness in January. Some 180,000 have lost their jobs indefinitely. The White House says it spent almost $368,000 to support former President Nixon and his staff over the first 3 months after the former president's resignation. And spokesman Ron Nessen says only part of that was charged against the $200,000 approved by Congress for Mr. Nixon's transition. Nessen also says White House aides and Nixon representatives have been negotiating the possible return to the former president of such memorabilia as his collection of cartoons, model elephants, gavels, and gowns belonging to his daughters and wife. At present, Mr. Nixon doesn't have access to the memorabilia collected while he was in office. A Ford administration official says the CIA has told the Justice Department that it destroyed lists of 9 to 10,000 American radicals whose names had been furnished to the agency by the department. There was no indication why the agency would have destroyed the list. According to the administration source, the CIA has also told the Justice Department it made no use of the names. Spokesmen for both the CIA and the Justice Department have refused to comment on the report. The Soviet Union has launched the spacecraft Soyuz 17 into Earth orbit. The official news agency TASS says the manned spacecraft was hurtled into orbit early Saturday Soviet time. TASS says the craft is carrying 2 men who are making their first trip into space. Back in this country, a leader of Boston's black community today said that the continuing dispute there over the busing of schools is not really a question of racial integration, but one of law. Boston NAACP President Thomas Atkins told a New York news conference that the real issue is whether court rulings on integration will be enforced. The school dispute in South Boston has been going on for several months now, and Atkins was asked whether he's detected any attitude changes among busing opponents in that predominantly white district.
I think that I would be misstating reality if I said that there is any perceptible reduction in the feelings on the part of many of the parents and others in South Boston. What I have seen, however, is a turn in the apparent willingness to pursue strong, admittedly strong feelings with which we don't agree as to their objectives, but to pursue them in a nonviolent way. That's what has happened since the closing of the school back in mid-December.
7 are dead and more than 100 injured in the wake of a tornado that ripped a 2-mile swath through Macomb, Mississippi today. A series of twisters tore through the south this morning, setting the scene for 2 hours of terror. The storm system sent another tornado thundering past Summit, Mississippi. There, the North Pike Elementary School was severely damaged, but 350 students huddled in the hallways, carrying out a tornado drill that saved most of them from injury. The WOR News Time, it's 5 minutes past 8. An alarm has been issued by New Rochelle police to the states of Michigan and New York and points between where persons may have purchased possibly contaminated steaks from two traveling peddlers. Detective Eugene McClear said the two Detroit men were arrested early this afternoon as they were selling packages of meat out of an unrefrigerated yellow Hertz van on North Avenue in New Rochelle. State authorities have done preliminary tests on the meat and found it to be in unsanitary condition. However, the spokesman added that further tests would have to be done before it could be known whether the steaks posed a hazard to health. New Jersey authorities say a man and a boy wanted in the sex sling of a young nurse and the rape of a housewife may have been involved in similar incidents in Lindenwald, New Jersey, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Baltimore, Maryland. Six other persons were left bound and gagged while the nurse was being murdered the day before yesterday. Richard Tucker, the Garmin Center boy who became the Metropolitan Opera's greatest tenor since Enrico Caruso, was eulogized from the Starkly Bear Opera stage today at an Orthodox Jewish funeral service. More than 3,000 persons attended the services in the Scarlet and Gold Opera House. Governor Hugh Carey and State Attorney General Louis Lefkowitz have named a special prosecutor to investigate New York State's nursing home industry. Charles Hines, First Assistant District Attorney for Brooklyn, was selected today to lead the investigation. New Jersey Governor Brendan Byrne has issued an executive order requiring personal financial disclosure by the top 20 individuals in the executive branch of state government. Previously, only cabinet officials were ordered to reveal their financial wealth. A utility rate hike hearing on Long Island, and WOR's Bert Wilson has that story.
Within hours of the State Public Service Commission's rate approval for the Long Island Lighting Company, the New York Telephone Company has announced its request for a rate increase, totaling some $488 million. Company spokesman Phil Spahn feels that the rate increase will be approved.
The process is a very long one. After the public talks, there are various times when we have to file other rebuttals and so forth, and the Public Service Commission considers this, and the time usually is 11 months before there's a determination.
Spahn also says that as to the charge that outside employees are sleeping on the night shift, it's not true in any way, shape, or form. In Mineola, Long Island, this is Bert Wilson for WOR News.
Connecticut Governor Ella Grasso confirmed today what many state officials have been saying. Connecticut can expect a tax increase after July 1st. Mrs. Grasso said she didn't plan to ask for higher taxes before July, but she forecast layoffs of state workers and cuts in state spending for the elderly, education, and in aid to local government. The governor of Connecticut predicts a $58 million deficit in the current fiscal year. Former Governor Thomas Meskill had estimated there would be a small surplus. Two former Attica prison inmates were sentenced today for taking a key from a guard at the outbreak of the bloody 1971 Attica prison rebellion upstate. Justice Carmen Ball placed 32-year-old Willie Wilson of New York City on probation for 3 years. The judge sentenced 27-year-old Raymond Jackson, also of New York City, to 1 year in prison. Jackson's sentence is to begin after he finishes serving the remaining 2 years of his present jail term. Another judge refused today to sign an order aimed at getting higher pay for Erie County jurors during the Attica prison revolt trials. I'll have the weather in the top of the news right after this. Ladies, can you think of a better way to start the new year than by buying that fabulous fur coat or jacket you dreamed about all last year and saving big dollars in the bargain? Well, the time is now, and the place is the fantastic Flemington Fur Company in Flemington, New Jersey. It's January 1st sale time, and there's no more delightful way to get the new year off to a beautiful start than by visiting this extraordinary showplace of fine fur fashions right now. Elegant dress-up furs, mink and sable, chinchilla, and every other fine fur. Exciting fun furs and fox and lynx and raccoon and many more. All styles, all sizes, newest fashion colors, all the finest quality at January sale prices you'll find hard to believe. Up to 50% off Flemington's regular low prices. And take a look at Flemington's Town and Country Coat Collection, too. Their huge selection of cloth coats, suedes, and leathers, plus fur-trimmed sweaters, fur hats, and those fabulous fakes are all clearance sale priced during Flemington's Great Sale. Flemington Fur Company, Flemington, New Jersey, is open Sunday and every day to 6 p.m., Wednesday and Friday until 10. And the Weather Watch update, rain developing tonight, the low tonight near 40. Tomorrow rain likely, the high near 50. Rain ending late tomorrow night with a low around 40. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Right now, in cloudy mid-Manhattan, it's 46 degrees. The humidity 93%, the wind east at 8 miles an hour, and the barometer falling from 30.26 inches. And the top stories, President Ford has outlined his plan for a $15 billion cut in personal income taxes to the acting chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. the Soviet Union launches a manned spacecraft into orbit around the Earth. Word of this launch comes from the Soviet news agency TASS. Seven are dead and more than 100 injured in the wake of a tornado that ripped a two-mile swath through Macomb, Mississippi today. And the White House says it spent almost $368,000 to support former President Nixon and his staff over the first 3 months after Mr. Nixon's resignation. And that, friends, is the 8 o'clock edition of the news. This is John Scott bidding you good night. Have a pleasant weekend. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I'm going to take a honeymoon. Going to Morocco. Why so late? Waiting for the birth of a new grandchild. Nice thing about this age. This is WOR 710, the talk of New York.